Bobby Wine's party said Sunday that it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory and condemned what it called the house arrest of Wine and his wife. A spokesman for Wine's National Unity Party, or NUP, said they had evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of malpractice and planned to use it to challenge the election. On Saturday, the Electoral Commission declared Museveni the winner of Thursday's vote, with final counts showing the president won 59% of votes to Wine's 35%. Museveni is 76 years old and is one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. He's been in power since 1986. After he was declared winner, he said that the election may turn out to be the most cheating-free in Uganda's history. And he added that his government would deal decisively with anyone who disrupted peace in the country. Meantime, Wine's party said the opposition leader and his wife are unable to leave their home, which it said is surrounded by soldiers and police who were blocking members of his party and journalists from entering. On Saturday, a military spokesman told Reuters that security officers at Wine's house were assessing threats he could face and might be preventing him from leaving for his own safety. In the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Joe Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision, clearing the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State, to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. For more on this, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the top stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic.